Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning. It's Joanna.
Well, what's up?
We're halfway done.
Yeah.
And it looks like it stopped raining outside.
Yeah, I'm looking at this band, though. It's we're just to the west of it, but that outer band coming off its circulation, it's really... really affecting the just outside the loop over to the east towards Winnie and all that area, all through my home area, coming up through Galveston. So it's continuing, and it's stretching up around Kingwood, the Woodlands, Hempstead. But then you got a little small gap in there between bands, and it starts back up from Lake Jackson all the way down the coast to Sea Drift. And then Corpus is getting a little relief right now. And the circulation, the way these bands are coming around. But I like the way they shear off once they get over into South Texas, over towards Beeville and George West and all that. It's amazing how that, you know, tears that thing apart once it gets inland over there. But as it comes in, they'll be getting rain later. So a little bad luck for all the dove hunters, you know, the coastal dove hunters anyway, that are hunting below I-10. It's going to be a little soggy.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Yeah, teal have plenty of water to sit down in tomorrow. Hopefully they don't get too much where they're... And I saw officially this week so far for Galveston, they've had 11 inches of rain down on the island.
Oh, wow.
And over towards Freeport, they've had 7, inland a little bit, towards Santa Fe and all that area, about 8 inches. So, been a lot of rain this week. It's Texas. It's what happens here. And looking at Galveston Bay Live Buoy data, we can look at that and see what these winds are doing. I don't think we're going to get any kind of wind at all, you know, mostly easterly factor winds. But right now at the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, we have a northeast wind at 9, gusting to 11. Pleasure Pier in Galveston, it's come down a little there. Earlier it was gusting to 14. It's east at 8, gusting to 10. Now at Eagle Point, this could be related to some of the storms going across the bay. They have an east wind, or east-southeast at 17, gusting to 18. And up at Morgan's Point, we have an east wind at 10, gusting to 13. And starting to get a little cooler water temperatures. So if I get back to fishing this week, I slide off in that water wading wet. It'll be quite refreshing. But looking at tides, in case you missed them, our tides are running a little above normal, you know, and right now we're on a low tide that occurred at the Galveston Channel at 2:35 a.m. Our next high is at 7:25 a.m., and then we have a low at 2:43 p.m. this afternoon, and then a high tonight at 10:43 p.m. So there you go. All right, let's go down Matagorda Way and see what kind of weather we got going in that direction. Let's talk to Captain Tommy Alexander. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Mickey.
I was a little later calling you this morning. I had a little surprise mystery call from Captain Bill Pachowski up in Virginia.
Oh, man, I hadn't even got in the truck or nothing. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, old Billy called in. It was good to hear from him. I hadn't talked to him since probably February. Man, it's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since that last time he came down here for that tournament.
Well, he was coming this upcoming week, but since I got all that weather up there, he's not going to be able to get loose. So
That's right.
Gonna have to wait and come down in November when deer season starts and maybe get a fishing trip or two in. I hope he'll come go with me one day. I'll put him up and we'll go out and he can't fish hard like he could after he had that shoulder surgery when he tore it up so bad.
Right.
He can go for a little while and he's got to rest a while, but what's going on down your way other than a little bit of rainfall?
Well, I think we've gotten enough. They can quit for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day here, it's just rain every day. It's crazy.
Bill and I were talking about that, how over the weekend I was looking at radar, the United States map of radar, and it was raining from along the coastlines all the way from New York, all the way around the Horn of Florida, up through all the Gulf Coast down to Brownsville. I mean, every piece of coastline on the east side of America had rain on it. That was,
wow.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No, and I can't even remember how many days in a row we are now. I mean, several.
Well, don't forget about last week. We got storms too, and it just it's been going on a while now, bud.
I had to reschedule. I don't know, one or two last week. This week I've rescheduled four.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Rescheduled four of them, but I mean, every single morning you wake up and it's just all you see is lightning out the window, and then you look on the radar and it's just East and West Bay both are just pretty well covered in red and yellow.
Covered up, red and yellow, killer fella.
Yeah, I mean it's almost like a broken radar. You turn it on and you wonder if it changed from yesterday or not.
You know, and it's really people don't understand it's not worth it. You try to take people out and this stuff, and I know they want to go and you want to go and make your money and all, and same with me, but you spend all day dodging storms, running back to the dock and back. You don't get any fishing time in, you know, it's just, instead of being a storm chaser, they're chasing you. You're running all over to stay out of harm's way, and it isn't worth it. You might as well reschedule and go on a better day, man.
No, and most of this week, other than about one day or so, you couldn't even run from storm. I mean, it was solid. There was no running from them.
Yeah, I got one like that 2 weeks ago, and I really didn't want to go, but it was the only day that they could go, and I said, man, this is probably a bad decision, and it was. It was. As soon as we got on the fish, we started catching them good, and then here come the lightning. And it was bad. I thought, oh, goodness, we're going to die.
I don't like lightning either.
This was above normal. It was a lot.
Mm.
One pop after another, man, just continuous. It was bad.
Yeah, that's no good. And there's been a lot of that, too, down here. A lot of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's, that most of those days, there was a couple days where there was little windows, like an hour here, 2 hours there. Stuff like that, but most of those days, I mean, from Sargent to Port O'Connor, there was nowhere it wasn't raining in between. It was solid, I mean, all the way down. And the wind was pretty calm, and then until a couple days ago, and then it started blowing in between,
Well, it's that way right now, bud, from Lake Jackson all the way to Seadrift, it's just solid yellow with a few little red splotches in there, some lightning, little thunder bumpers, And straight out from it in the Gulf, there's more coming.
Yeah.
A whole lot more.
Yeah. So like I said, I'll end up losing four, maybe five trips this week.
Yeah.
This, is what it is.
Part of the guide business.
Ever since Monday, I tried to fish on Monday. And the last day I fished was Sunday. And then I tried to fish Monday and couldn't. And it's been that way ever since.
Yeah.
And we fished over the weekend. We had that they had that women's tournament down here on Saturday. So we did that. I had three girls that fished that. That was a good time. We didn't get any rain then, it was all good then.
Oh, you were able to get it in? Okay, well that's good.
We got the tournament in, yeah. I don't even know if we got a sprinkle on us. It was stayed pretty good Saturday for us. It was kind of all around us, but we were pretty good here. We got the tournament, everybody got the tournament in, it went all right. I don't even know exactly what place we got. My girls were in the top 10, but I don't know exactly what place. But we had a one of my girls caught a 29-incher, weighed 7.5 pounds. It was her biggest trout ever.
I bet. Yeah, and that's a little skinny, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 29, weighed 7.5 on the boga. That's what my boga said.
Yeah.
And but we didn't do much. We released it. So because in that tournament, you can't have a trout over 25 inches.
Oh, boy.
So we, and of course, they which is, I'm fine with that rule. I mean, it saves the big ones, but it just figured that the first year they changed it. They changed it this year. First year they changed it, my girl, that's what she was saying, like right out of the boat, right off the bat, she gets to the 29-incher.
Well, you know, what they ought to do, these tournaments could really do it if they really cared for the resource and want to do it with the technology we have these days with these cell phones. Why not take a big fish, lay him on a check-it stick, take a picture of it, and certify it that way, and then you show it to the weighmaster when you get in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's really not a tournament to see who who catches the biggest fish anymore.
No, they're letting them. Yeah, I don't know how. With the technology we've got, there's probably got to be a way to do it.
Well,
people that aren't cheating, you know how that goes.
Well, that's why I like, I love that Major League Fishing, you know, the bass deal on TV. That is the best format ever. Those fish get a chance to really live. Because I know for a fact, I had some friends that were over in the Clear Lake Channel area last weekend where they had that redfish tournament here, and there was a bunch of reds popping up dead where they had released them, and they weren't going to make it. Even as hardy as those are, so you can only imagine on trout when once you bring them to the dock. If you could do it out in the boat, you know, get a measurement on it, or even just do a weight, you know, with a digital scale or a boga, and record it and immediately release it and have a spotter on the boat to keep records of that, that would, boy, it'd go a long way, because there's so many tournaments nowadays, so many fish, you know, we've got so much pressure on our resource these days.
That Major League Fishing is the best one ever. That thing is fun to watch. Yeah, it's great. And it's, you know, it's not just somebody catches three or four of the biggest ones and win. I mean, it's all about catching fish. It's who can catch the most fish, the best
numbers,
fish.
Man. Go get on a school of 2-pounders and lace them out, man. Catch about 50 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's who can catch fish.
That's it. Yeah, that would be cool to get a tournament going like that and no pre-fishing for the whole week before it starts. It's everybody's on their own. Just send them out on their own and with a spotter in a boat and turn them loose. And then just make it a bracket like a tennis tournament or whatever and have it weekly. And as you lose in your bracket, everybody gets eliminated and it comes down to the final two, one in each bracket, and have a big shootout at the end for the big money.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would. And no fish would die from it.
Right, right. Very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, I watch that thing every time it comes. I mean, I keep up with it. It's a good show.
It's excellent. It's my favorite one to watch.
I'd say probably me too.
It's very professional.
Yep. They don't even let you handle the fish wrong. I mean, you get penalties for handling
the
fish.
Yeah, you drop one on a deck or you throw it back wrong. You don't drop it down to the water right. You got a 2-minute penalty. Get in the penalty box, bud.
That's right. They have to they have to release the fish below the rub rail.
That's it. There ain't no chunking him over.
Yeah. They'll get a penalty quick. Yeah. Good stuff.
Hey, in that 2 minutes, man, that can cost you some precious weight.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on pencils every cast, man. That could have been two or three. Yeah. You could have boated already when you're having to sit it out.
Yeah, that could be an extra few pounds. That could cost you. I mean, that's big time.
Sure could, man.
Big time.
All right, Tommy. Well, hang in there. It can't get any worse.
All
right. It'll have to get better. It'll be all right.
We got the guides. Our guides cup is next Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
It'll
be cleared out by tomorrow the way the forecast is going. 20% tomorrow, and it's just going to get better, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, man, well, chuck them a number out there.
All right, they can check me out online at Captain Tommy Alexander or give me a call at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy, have a good one. Good talking to you. All right, see you, bud. All right, later. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this rainy Friday morning. All right, let's head up Conroe way and see what's going on with Mr. Tex Bonin this morning. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I tell you what, the rain just set in here, and it's hitting heavier and heavier. Now, I'm on the east side of the Woodlands up here, and it's moving north, it seems like. You can see it on radar on the TV there even. And,
yeah.
We're just one of them things. We've been putting up with it all week. Something else, man. I tell you, Mickey, it seems like all week long we've been able to get a morning trip in, but with the forecast, we've been canceling the night before, and kind of missing it a little bit with our fishing and everything. But my gosh, I guess I had to tell you about some of my faults here and everything. But I've been to three different doctors here this past week. And yesterday we run heart tests and everything, and I'm good to go for hunting season, buddy. But it all sounds good. Doctor's all checked out. My diabetic doctor, he's on to me a little bit about my eating, but that's about it, Mickey. But anyhow, the heart checked out real good. I was concerned about it, you know, and everything, getting my age and everything. Well, it seems to be done. I got a good clearance from the doctor yesterday. He was pretty happy about it, too.
Hey, have you noticed when you go to the doctor, you check your blood pressure at home?
Yeah.
And you get that white coat syndrome or whatever they call it. When you go to the doctor's office, it goes up about 10 points.
It does, Mickey.
I mean, it's still okay, but it's higher, and I don't know what causes that. I went and got my physical the other day, and it was the same thing. And, I'm actually probably going to live to make another hunt this winter.
Yes, sir. Well, he told me to come back in 4 months, which put it right at the 1st of January, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, looking good there, Mickey, and so I'm happy about that. I can get into hunting season here and don't worry about things like that, you know. And I'll be 77 soon. We'll talk about that when the time gets here, okay?
77.
But, Mickey,
man, you don't seem that age.
Well, everybody says that, but anyhow, I like to say I'm in pretty good shape. Anyhow,
yeah, you are.
You know?
You're in real good shape.
So we're going strong, Mickey, and we had a good deal lined up today. Wasn't fish, but Billy, he's doing fine, and Carl from over at Seven Coves.
Bostic?
We were all three going out and baked catfish holes this morning.
Carl Bostic?
And, yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. Okay. And he had several days ago, he's the last one that's been out fishing with a trip, and he had about 25 catfish. And, you know, he said it was a good box, but not they have done better, put it that way. And but anyhow, we were going to go out and bait catfish holes this morning, and I got a Sunday trip, but I don't know if it's 30% right now. They're showing Sunday. And we might be able to, so I thought I'd get her holes baited and see if we can make something happen, you know, Mickey.
Yeah, I think this weekend's going to be all right. I think you'll be okay.
And we might be able to get it in. And then the lake, you know, we're still a foot and a half low or better. And with this rain, it's headed that way. It's headed up toward the lake now. So we may get some, but probably not enough to change the water level or anything, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting in there. We're in that deal. between fishing season winding down and hunting season kicking off, you know. And I do guide through the winter, you know, a lot of times around November, around Thanksgiving, and then around Christmas where a lot of people are off, and they're wanting to get out on the lake for a day or so. And we accommodate them. I come in from the deer lease, and we'll bait a catfish. So I tell you to tell them it's all catfish, you know. Maybe we can get a little crappie going this year, but we'll tell them to go catfishing, and it works pretty good, and we get some pretty good boxes of fish every now and then, Mickey, like that. So you never know, you know.
Yeah.
And let the weather dictate what you do, you know, and we have a time from there. And boy, our deer lease has gotten some rain here this week too, I want you to know. I think I told you one day, I was telling someone anyhow that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that thing come from down your way off of Trinity Bay there.
Yeah, they come right through there. I thought about you. I knew it was going your way along that river. I said, boy.
Yes, sir. And O'Meara and Dolan and Rye and I mean, they were dead centered up there. So I know we got it on the deer lease. And all I do is hope it'll drain down some and we can get them old mud buggies, I get them down to the deer stands and everything, and kind of get ready for all of it. And I'm wanting to take I usually make a ride this time of year, Mickey, and we look for acorns. I take the binoculars along, and we look for acorns and see how my squirrel season going in. And I always traditionally almost 50 years, I guess now, Mickey, I always open deer season up first, you know, when it opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take me a day or two and go squirrel hunting, and then I'll kind of get it out of my system then. And it depends on the mosquitoes this year, Mickey. I tell you what, I've seen them bad over there too. And I went out and covered my barbecue pit up yesterday evening, and I had three of them. I mean, they were vicious trying to get me before I could get back in the house. So they are around. And, you know, the lake, everybody worries about mosquitoes on the lake, but most of the time if you're out on the water, they don't chase you down out there so much. It's always around the shoreline. They'll be there, or if you're out there at night with lights, they'll come around. But outside of that, we're just trucking along here, Mickey, and hoping for the best, put it that way.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, the guides, every year it's like this, and we get ready for hunting season and everything, and a little bit of fishing going on, and it's just a wrap down on the fall, getting ready for all of our hunting and everything. And I don't guide for hunting, but I love getting out there and mixing it with them, put it that way. So we'll have a good time.
Well,
and about all I got going on, Mickey, backcrack, it's not much happening, and we don't get, you know, I don't hang out at the marina all the time. If I got something going, you know, fishing wise, I'm there, and if not, well, I've got honeydews at home or getting ready for hunting season.
There's always something to do.
Yes, sir, you know, I'm having to remind everybody about fishing license. They seem to forget that a lot of times. Going out with me fishing, you know. And I usually tell them you can get a one day or you can get it for the season, you know. And it works out. And the one day is real good with Parks and Wildlife. I'm proud they're doing that. You can get it online at texasparksandwildlife.org, you know, and save you a lot of footsteps and go from there. And
they'll give you a confirmation number, and you just write it down, keep it in your wallet. That way, if you get checked, you can just show it to the game warden, and they'll run a make on it, because they're all computerized and high tech.
Right.
Now,
I mean, they have gone high tech, and they do that, and not a problem. But just remind everybody on that. Gosh, with hunting season going too, like you and I and all, we get the old senior super combo or something like that. And it covers all of it, you know.
Well, I was just a few months short on getting my senior discount. But, I had to renew, and it's I was about 3 months too early, but that's all right.
Yes, sir. Well,
I'll get them next year.
You look forward to next year then, Mickey.
Well, that's true. And What deer rifle do you shoot, Tex, when you deer
Mickey,
hunt?
Mickey, I have a Remington 7 mag that I use for most things, and then I got a little 22 250. Mm-hmm. It's one of the smallest calibers we can legally hunt with. We over at our deer lease. It got to be a center fire, you know, caliber. Right. And it's a 22 250, and I've killed everything from bucks to coyotes to bobcats and stuff like that, you know. And I like it just a small flat shooting gun, you know. And they're 100 yards thereabouts. Well, it'll get them, you know. Not a problem.
Yeah, that's a handy little round.
Yes, sir. If I get zeroed in on an old buck that getting a glimpse of, I like that 7 mag. It'll reach out there and get them.
That'll knock them down, I guarantee. Yes, it'll do the job. That's good for elk or anything else.
Right, and that's one of the reasons I have been a few times elk hunting years ago. And, you know, we didn't get the big boy, but I've killed about 3 elk over the years when we was younger, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty good task right now, you know, hiking in the mountains and
stalking them now,
for, you know, getting up our age. That's not as much fun as it used to be.
I enjoyed it younger, Mickey. I've been in the, go ahead and tell it, it's probably been 30-something years ago now, but I've been in the mountains on horseback for 5 days, and I have looked down on Yellowstone from the north side, and you can see the fumes of steam coming off of some of the geysers over there. It's just beautiful.
Isn't
country,
that gorgeous?
You
that's,
know.
That's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
You know, that's
so,
something
I have experienced it.
About our country. You know, people just...
Yes, sir.
People come from all over the world to see the United States. We got everything. Beautiful mountains, woods, forests, just all our beaches and coastlines and lakes, and just people don't realize how good we do have it here.
Yeah, you bet on that, Mickey. And I went here a few years ago. My wife and I went out to Yellowstone. I saw the east half of Yellowstone, you know, but I want to go back and see the southern and western half of Yellowstone yet. So I still got some irons in the fire I want to do, buddy.
Yeah, but I'd like to go up and hunt that Powder River, Milk River area and shoot a big whitetail buck up in that part of the country.
You got it, man. It'd be something. We'd have to probably chase Jackie Bushman down, and he's up in upper Montana there, too. You know, he's got a place up there. And,
yep.
And get in on that. We'd probably do something like that, Mickey.
I'm telling you, that's I definitely want to go up there and hunt one time before it's over.
Oh, wait. That'd be something, man.
A little bucket list outing there, you know.
Yeah, mine, it's an elusive dream now, but I always wanted to go up in about a 30-day hunt and pack in with horses and have a guide and all that and hunt till you get your elk and maybe a mule deer, and then I'll have the dream fulfilled.
Yep.
So, anyhow.
That's good stuff. Well, Tex, I always enjoy talking to you, man, and you and Billy and Carl, y'all go out and bait your holes up and get ready for the weekend. It looks good. I think y'all be
yes,
all
right. Yes, sir. We talked about it this morning. We'll be talking about it. And if this rain band comes on and passes through, it might be where we can get out there.
Yeah, you ought to get a wind after this one, the way it's looking. Yeah. It's is just that one outer one that what it did, it came through Galveston in my area east, and it's coming up through. Well, it's just starting to get to the edge of you up there. It's at the Woodlands and Kingwood right now. It's got a few little red spots
here.
In it, but it's not. It ought to be over in a couple hours, the way it's looking.
So we may make it yet here. We'll be checking on and seeing if not. I don't think any of us got anything going on tomorrow. We can put it off till then. Then I got a trip Sunday, and I think Carl may have one too. So we got things going on.
All right, buddy. Well, Tex, throw them a number out.
Okay, Captain Mickey, 713-252-4290 and LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You'll find Tex with Texas Guide Service on there.
All right, my friend. Tex, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Captain. All right, bud. Talk to y'all later.
Have a good one. Right. See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tex boning up on Conroe.
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time, early in the morning.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 540 right here in the Bayou City. A little rainy morning, but we're used to it. What else are we going to do? All right, let's head down Port O'Connor way, where they've been getting a little rain also. See what's going on with Captain Lynn Smith, shall we? Lynn, good morning. How are you, man?
Good, man. Just trying to stay dry.
No.
Oh, man. I am fed up with this rain. I mean, you know, we said we needed some. Hey, we've had enough. But we got a lot more to come, looks like.
Well, I'm telling you, that's when you go from a bird burn ban 1 week to flooding the next. Crazy out there. That's Texas weather, brother.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just looked at radar just a while ago, and, oh, man, we got a lot of stuff coming.
Oh, that Gulf is full of moisture. Full of moisture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unreal. You know, we had a pretty good thunderstorm come through just a while ago. A lot of lightning in it. So, anyway, you don't want to be out there in that.
No, sir.
But anyway, we needed the rain when we got it. So now the ground's all saturated.
Yes, it is. It is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Our big issue, yep. You know, we've been going through this for a couple of weeks up here now, and the mosquitoes are just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Same here. Yeah, the mosquitoes are bad, and flies. I've never seen this many flies. I bought a fly trap, put this fly trap outside, and man, I'm telling you what, I can't believe how many flies I've caught. It's unreal.
I want to get me some more bug zappers and hang them out on the back patio and watch everything. I used to love doing that. You don't ever see anybody. They don't have bug zappers anymore.
I know. Yeah, I used to have one too. That was cheap entertainment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Sit out on the patio, drink a cocktail, and watch the bugs get zapped. That's when you know you got a real nice, boring lifestyle.
I'm telling you.
Well, after a hard day's fishing, it's relaxation.
I'm telling you.
But, dove season. This is a south zone opens today. It's going to put the damper on a lot of people's dove hunting.
Oh gosh, yeah, never fails.
Oh yeah, you know it rained on the first opener. Now the second one, and then teal season starts tomorrow. Which you know this is duck weather here.
Well, you know those teal could be scattered.
Yeah, it may if you got a lot of ponding going on and a lot of water all over the place, it could put a little damper on it.
Oh yeah. I used to do the opening day of teal season down here. I used to hunt it, and we'd kill a limited teal opening day, and then after that it was real picky, you know,
yeah.
One here, one there. But what happens is people run them out of the rice fields and shooting them up, and then they come right down here, down the coast. So, anyway, it was always good opening day. But I'm not that mad at them anymore.
I've seen it so good on openers before it wasn't any good because the ducks, it was like you needed an air traffic controller. It was just all these huge flocks trying to come in on your decoys, and they're busting each other out of the way. It was hard for them to come in and land, or attempt to land. You know, I've seen it. I've seen the best and the worst.
Good grief. Yeah. Did you see the Texas Trophy Hunter magazine this month?
No, I have not. What's in it?
Well, on the cover is a girl holding a steer. That's
That girl's deer that she shot at y'all's place last year.
Cool. It's a hoss, man.
No, I'm telling you, you sent me that picture. What an animal!
Isn't it?
What an animal!
I mean, it's a once in a lifetime deer, you know.
Yeah, I'd say.
Low fence boys, but that's a heck of a deer for a low fence.
You think?
we saw another one though. We got another one that we're watching, and they picked up the sheds, and he'll be about 190. You know, last year, so no telling what he'll be this year. But as long as you keep pouring that protein to them, boy, they can start getting bigger.
Yeah, that deer had. If I remember right, it had double drop tines on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 8-inch drop tines.
Yeah. And I remember one of its brow tines was really long, and it had good mass. I mean, everything.
Oh yeah. He's got all. I think he scored like 195.
That's a monster.
Something like that.
What a beast.
She won the Mooy Grande low fence deer, ladies division, and no problem. She won that outright. But heck of a deer.
That is.
But anyway.
I can't wait till deer season. I love deer hunting. It's just.
Oh, I do too.
The older I get, the more I appreciate it. I like sitting in a comfortable stand with your coffee and your binoculars
nice
and just watching them animals, man.
Oh, me too. I love it. And sit there as long as you got Mr. Buddy in there with you.
Mr. Buddy.
Keeping you warm.
Boy, it was cold in South Texas last year when I hunted down there. Even the deer were cold. You could tell they didn't like it. They're not used to that kind of cold and wet. They didn't like it.
Yeah. We had some hunters from Oklahoma a couple of years ago, and boy, it was cold. At one point, I'm sitting in the stand with this guy, you know, and we're blowing frost, you know, and waiting for it to break day. And he said, "Man, it's cold." I said, "It was like 26 degrees that morning," and I said, "You want me to turn the heater on?" He said, "You have a heater?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "Well, heck yeah, I'll turn it on." So I turned the heater on. We sat there all nice and toasty and enjoying it, you know, enjoying the morning. And we get back to the lodge, and everybody was complaining about how cold they were. And he said, "Well, my guy had a heater." And boy, everybody, all the other guys looked at me, turned and looked at me and said, "You got a heater?" I went, "Well, yeah." I said, "My mama didn't raise a fool."
You got one of those square ones with a handle on it, and you just screw the propane bottle up inside of it? Those will heat a blind very nicely.
Oh, I've never turned it on high. You just put it on low, and you have to shut it off every once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it'll get your blind. If your blind's well insulated, it'll just really heat it up. But I religiously carry it with me. Don't leave home without it. You know.
I don't
need it. Cold. I don't want it to be cold and miserable.
Nope. Sure don't.
Yeah. I've had to actually turn that thing on to thaw the windows out so that I could open them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's cold.
That's cold. That's when you wish you was back at the lodge drinking coffee and getting ready to eat some scrambled eggs and biscuits or something.
I'd rather be out there watching those big deer, you know.
Well, that's true. I love watching them deer, man. It's good stuff.
Like seeing a bunch of big trout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, bar of tide's pretty high.
I bet it is. Yeah, we're a little high, above normal up here, too. And y'all probably more down there, closer to the circulation anyway, so.
Yeah, it's pretty high right now. It's probably, foot and a half high, maybe more, maybe 2 feet.
How strong a wind do y'all have down there this morning?
I hadn't even looked outside, to tell you the truth. I don't think it's all that strong, really.
Yeah, it's not up here either. We're about 14, 15 out of the kind of east, northeast.
Yeah.
16. Let's see. I'm looking down your way now on my fish weather app. Yeah, you're about 15.
Mm-hmm.
10, 15, 7, 14. Yeah, all your area. You're about the same as here.
You know, I don't mind the wind. Let it dry us out a little bit, but that's not going to happen with all these storms coming up.
So. No, it's we got all day today up here. I think we're going to be out of the woods earlier. We got one big band that's working in on the outer edge of that, and looks like we're in the clear the rest of the day after that. So it's all going to be from Matagorda down your way and on to Mansfield, Corpus area. All right, Liam. Yeah, well, I want to check in with you and see what was going on down your way. And
man, well, just trying to keep my powder dry.
I heard that. That's tough to do these days. Golly.
I'm telling you.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Heck, I wish I could give you a good report. But
hey, it is what it is. We've got to stay in touch, though.
That's right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come fish with you down there, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get me at 361-935-6833.
You got it, my friend. Always good talking to you, Lynn. Have a good day. Stay dry, bud.
You too, Mick. Hang
later,
in there.
Man.
Bye.
All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor. Now let's go up to Dove Country, Dove Capital of Texas, talk to Chris Crocker. Crocker, what's happening?
We are the Dove Capital this week. Last week we were the Rain Capital.
Yeah, y'all were a little soggy, I tell you. It's but boy, it turned around quick for you.
Man, it's dry already. I went down to La Pryor Wednesday morning and drove around out there in my Explorer with the most slick tires and didn't even raise a dirt clod. We went down again yesterday afternoon and they had gotten a shower and it didn't change it a bit. So we're headed that way this morning. I think we've got about 30 or 40 guys. I'm not sure until we get there. And got lots of birds down there. That's one good thing is we got enough ground out here to, when it does rain like this, we can find them where they're at. So off we go again.
Off we go.
A few little rain showers yesterday busting up, you know, the little afternoon.
Little pop-ups, yeah.
And that's been it. And it was clear all night. And I checked the radar just a while ago, and I didn't see a cloud around it.
No, you're good up there.
So I had a bunch of guys that wanted to cancel because they were worried about the storm and stuff. And I go, well, there's not going to be one here.
It's going to be on the coast, but not up there.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a bunch of them push back. So our two big weekends this year are going to be the 21st and 28th after that last week. And this week, everybody kind of shied off, but the ones that showed up are going to get the prize today because we ain't going to have that many people hunting.
Yeah, they're gonna reap their rewards. Craig and Marita still up there?
Yeah, they're here till I think they're going to leave Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I don't think they're hunting today. I think they may hunt tomorrow. But we've had pretty good hunts. I think that first day they ended up with 27, and it was 22 or 23 the other day, so they got about 50 birds to take home.
Well, that's good.
And most of them white wings. Marita actually shot a 7-ounce lamb.
Yeah, I saw that. She had a ring neck, a white wing, and a morning.
That was the only three birds she shot. So, she did pretty damn good.
Yeah, she did.
So anyway, but it's, Sabinow's still pretty wet. They got about 18 inches of rain, and our big south zone spot over there is just a quagmire, so we're not even going to bother with it this week. And like I say, fortunately enough, we've got these two places down in La Pryor, and then we have another one on the west side of Uvalde that are dry and have birds on them, so we're good to go.
I got you. Well, Chris, I got to bow out. It's already that time, brother. But
sure,
I wanted
man.
To get you in and see how y'all been doing, man. If you get a chance tomorrow morning, give us a call. We'll have more time to talk.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Throw them out a number and a web address. Somebody wants to get with you.
ChrisCrockerOutfitting.com or on Facebook. Number's 281-787-3783. And we got plenty of dry ground and plenty of birds.
You got it. All right, Crocker. Good talking to you. Y'all have fun, brother.
All right, man.
All right,
thanks.
See you. All right. Chris Crocker up at... up in the Dove Capital. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.